This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
On August 26, 2020, a man was saved from drowning in the Yarra River near South Bank, and the person who saved him was Detective Senior Constable Callum Scott, who has recently been awarded Victoria Police's Medal for Courage. It's the second time Callum has received the award, and the only person in Victoria Police's history to have received the award twice. Detective Senior Constable Callum Scott, welcome to Joy Drive.
G'day, how are you going?
I'm well, thank you. Congratulations on receiving the award for the second time. Can you take us back to the day that you saved the person from drowning? How did all those events unfold?
Oh, well, thanks so much, firstly. Definitely blown away by receiving the award for a second time. Back then, I was working as a detective at Melbourne Socket, which is a sex defence unit, and I was just out patrolling. I was in the city and there was a call for a male in distress after he'd fallen into a river. And generally, it's not a detective's role to attend these types of incidents. But I thought, you know what, I'm in the vicinity. If I'd fallen in the river, I'd want somebody there having a lookout for me. So, yeah, just drove down with my offsider and went to the opposite side that all the units were patrolling on and, yeah, managed to locate the male. So I threw a life buoy out to him. And, it landed very close to him, so I thought that was pretty good because I'm not a very sporty guy. He unfortunately sank underneath the water, and it was dark at that stage and freezing cold. So I took my kit off and jumped in and tried to get him out as best I could.
A lot of us might, I suppose, hesitate in making a decision in some sort of, you know, if we're confronted by a crisis like that. When faced with an emergency situation like this, does something in our brains tend to kick in that, I suppose, overrides that whole process of, oh, what shall I do and all that, and you just go for it and do it?
Yeah, well, definitely I had a lot of adrenaline at the time. I thought when I threw the life buoy out to him, I thought genuinely that he was going to be all right and be able to paddle into us. But he was wearing a Kathmandu jacket and it went over his head and it was full of water and he just sank. And I just thought, oh, shit, someone's going to have to go in here, you know, or else it's not going to turn out well. So, yeah, I had a lot of adrenaline. I looked around and I just, I jumped in feet first because I didn't want to dive in because I was scared I'd land on a trolley. So,
of course. How does it feel being the first person in Victoria Police's 170-year history to be twice awarded a prestigious bravery accolade?
I'm definitely humbled by it. I just think, police go out there day in, day out and do amazing things for the community that most people don't even really hear of. So, I'm definitely humbled to have been nominated twice and received the award twice. I was a bit surprised when I found out I was the first one. So, yeah, it was definitely a great achievement.
We're chatting with Detective Senior Constable Callum Scott, who was recently awarded for the second time Victoria Police's Medal for Courage. Callum, most of us, I suppose, we start the day with a degree of certainty. We look at our calendars. We know how the day is likely to unfold. We know what meetings we've got, etc. There might be a few little obstacles along the way. What's it like being in a job where anything could unfold throughout the day and you might have to be there, you know, right in the middle of what's happening? Is it scary or is it exciting?
Yeah, listen, I'm an avid fisherman and I often compare it to going out fishing. You never know when you're going to catch a fish or something like that. And definitely emergencies seem to happen all the time, not to this degree. Certainly you never know what's going to happen. I guess that's a part of the thrill of being a police officer and, you know, signing up to go out there and often look at the worst parts of the community. Definitely it's a great thrill and, I wouldn't leave it for anything.
Callum, you also received the award for an incident which happened in 2012. What happened that day?
That was a gas explosion in Wheelers Hill. A man was welding an industrial gas cylinder. He hadn't vented it properly. And, it exploded, unfortunately, while he was working on it and set his house on fire with his family inside. Luckily, again, I was first on the scene and me and my officer had just kicked in the door and kind of crawled through there and got this man away from the gas cylinder, which was a great result. He was suffering severe burns and, yeah, definitely, we were in the right place at the right time and managed to pull him out to safety and get, you know, some fresh water going on all of his terrible burns. So, yeah, that was that one.
We here on Joy Drive, we love to be the first with news, Callum, and Sarah Webb is our space expert, and she has promised that the day aliens are discovered, it will be revealed here on Joy Drive first. So I'm going to ask you this, you're amongst friends, have you got a cape or something similar, and do you quickly rush to a phone booth or something and get changed?
Well, on that day, I wish I was, because I was a detective. I was wearing a full suit and managed to jump into the river, and I managed to ruin my good pants. So that was a good good memento for the day.
How important are awards like the Medal for Courage for people working with our emergency services?
Yeah, I think it's really important. I mean, the organisation's really great at recognising members and, you know, making sure that people are recognised for the work that they do. And I'm acutely aware that there's police going out there every day, putting themselves at risk for the community, and I think they should also be recognised as well.
Fantastic. Now, a question I've always wanted to know, I suppose from watching True Crime, you know, you're now based in Warragul at the Bor Bor Crime Investigation Unit. What's it feel like when you finally figure out who did what and when?
Yeah, well, it's a great feeling. Sometimes we're just as puzzled as what I guess you are when you're watching these TV shows, and it's just a matter of putting two and two together and often, you know, figuring out a case, finding out who's done it. It's a great achievement. So it definitely doesn't always pan out that way, but we try and have as much success as possible.
Well, Callum, congratulations on receiving the award for the second time again. I imagine you'll be in hot demand as a bodyguard from now on.
Oh, I hope so. If anybody's got any job offers, bring them my way.
Thank you so much for joining us on Drive and for sharing your story.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks so much.
Thank you. That is Detective Senior Constable Callum Scott.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.